Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Blog Talk Radio.
Having a wonderful day, and I was back with my wife the first of the month. And now they're smoking, joking, rolling, blessing, living on 40 ounces again. Come, come, we got the bus and rum. All night we high, get up to back to where 99. I give up my nigga, they give us some play. Yo, double up, nigga, what you need? We got weed, get P.O.D. Bean for the green leaf. Double up for the first to show, but it lay low, because the 4-4 creep when they roll slow. Break if you can't get away, but it's okay. Yeah, yo, keep your bank roll. We having a celebration, sure to stay high. When it's time to grind, I'm down for my crime after crime. From the creep to the bag, cause mom's gonna grab on the grill. If we got the foe, oh, you know it's the first of the month, and my nigga, we kill for real.
Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up.
You know, on Mondays we do the $100 riddle, but this week we're going to try something a little bit differently. We're going to call in to the in fact, we'll do it tomorrow because today will be an abbreviated show. The co-host for EJ won't be on tonight. He's a little under the weather, you know, because of turning fall, and I know it's getting cold out. And it's having an effect on a lot of people, like flu season. So that's understandable. We have rescheduled Ms. Amanda Reeves, who was not with us on last week. So we put her in tonight. So hopefully she shows tonight, which I think she will. I saw a documentary for and Khalif Browder. It was sad. He died of a suicide, took his own life. He spent 3 years in the Rikers Island prison system without being charged. And a lot of us black people have a tendency to fall through the cracks. So if you have Netflix or YouTube or Hulu, I think you should check it out. What made it sad for me was the mother, broken for the entire 3 years, already has heart problems, and dealing with trying to save her son, as well as trying to fight the system. She had a deadbeat estranged husband who pretty much sold the house or threatened to sell it right from under her. So she was battling difficulty on all three fronts, which is unfortunate. And she died right after, I guess it was a year or so after her son had passed. And I'm not quite sure how it happened, because they did not put the documentary. I believe there was an air conditioner in the window, and he got the cord around his neck and pushed the air conditioner out the window, or jumped out and hanged himself from the cord or something like that. But they did have him on medication, which causes side effects such as suicidal tendencies and things of that nature. So it could have been medication that tipped him over the edge. And he was at the age of 15 in an adult prison system at that, and came out at the age of 18, and his entire childhood is gone. You know, you take a 15-year-old and tell them you have to go to work and go to school and the responsibilities, it takes a toll on them. It should have somehow eased him into his new environment or his new surroundings. But as they say, hindsight is 20/20. So, what else I got going for you? Job announcements. We do job announcements on Monday, which that's not on the board, but there is a temp agency, Express Pros. Give them a call. They have immediate openings for warehouse work. Ask for Ms. Kelly Flowers and tell them that you heard, that you were referred by Malik, or you heard about it on our show live. They're located in Columbia, but they also have a Dundalk location. So just go to www.expresspros.com. And your 15-minute application there so that it's in the system, and they will place you with jobs needed. Temporary jobs, of course, and then it's something that you can work towards for Thanksgiving coming up, Christmas days coming up, and so forth. So there you have it. Also, don't be afraid to get employment guides that's at the Shoppers, supermarkets, and any local grocery store near you. They have a box that will be on the curb with the newspaper, but I haven't seen those boxes in a while. But I do know you can find them any grocery store. Price Right, Save a Lot, you name it, it should be there. So We got the birthday shout outs we got to get. Again, that's 646-787-8587. We want to get the Sunday announcements as the belated birthdays. Elated. And if you got any shout outs or announcements you'd like to give, make sure you call it in. Give me back to school, congratulations, any type of announcement. I only have about two for today, so let's start with the yesterday, Sunday. All right, here we go. Happy birthday to Chad Lebidowitz, Barry Harris, Joshua Thompson, Chantel Newkirk. Today, Campbell. And Sunshine Dickens. Give it another 45 seconds. Make me become an illusion. All right. So let's finish him.
Finish him.
We're going to take a quick break right here, and we'll be right back with the hot seat. You're listening to The Knowledge Show Live. Keep it locked right here. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to The Knowledge Show Live. Today is Money Monday. We give away $100 if you answer the riddle. And this time we do the call-in. So instead of you calling in to us, this week we try something different where we're going to call you. So at the end of the show, we're going to make three phone calls. First one call, one shot. So if we make that first call, it does not go unanswered. That person has an opportunity. If it does go unanswered, then we'll call the second. If that goes unanswered, we'll call the third. And that's how we'll do it. But that'll be towards the end of the show. Right now, it's time for the hot seat. And in the hot seat, we'll be talking with Amanda Reeves. Miss Amanda Reeves is a Louisiana native and a professional artist, published author, spoken word artist, dance choreographer, and creativity coach. It's been her longtime vision to use these talents and arts to be a source of encouragement and empowerment to others. At 34 years of age, she dedicated the last 17 years to building a brand to bring this to fruition. It's called Astria Legends. This is an entire franchise in itself as Amanda ventures down multiple avenues. Her stories make up novels, print comics, and web comics, as well as full screenplays fitting for animated shorts. She makes her own merchandise, ranging from stickers and stationery to dolls, trading cards, and jewelry. She also delves in the gaming genre, with both a trading card game and video game in the works. And finally, she brings her characters to life through spoken word presentations, dance performances, and artistic videos. That's amazing. So this is on about half her life. And it is an inspiration to us all, because I always tell you to start thinking while you're young. Don't wait till you get old and then say, you know, I think I'm going to start doing this. I think I'm going to start doing that. Do it while you're young, and you have plenty of time to enjoy it once you get old. So without further ado, let's welcome to the hot seat, Ms. Amanda Reeves, everybody. A round of applause.
I'm very glad to be here.
Yes, ma'am. So what was your first inspiration to before you even thought about Astria Legends? What was your first inspiration to try to do something as far as entrepreneurship? Middle school, high school?
Started in high school. I had a lot of friends that were into different anime, different cartoons, and besides that, just watching everybody. I was always the person that people ran to for help, for advice, and things like that, and it really stemmed from a want to just help other people in my own way using the talents that I have.
Okay. And these that you write, they're like the Lion King on the Jungle Book. They're like animated storybooks.
Animated animal characters, yeah.
Okay. Because I see the Genesis and the Exodus. And are they based on the Bible, or is it Bible names?
They have biblical undertones, but it's more of my interpretation of it in a different world. So in this world, there may be some things different, but they still have their God. They still pray. They still go through a lot of the things that we go through. It's just I use my own creativity to bring it in a different way.
Oh, it's fascinating. Now, as far as artwork, do you draw the artwork yourself as well?
Yes.
Oh, wow. I can draw stick figures. I never could draw like a sketch artist or something. Somebody said, who did it? Let's sketch them. It's always going to look like Hangman.
No, I was drawing long before I was writing, so.
Yeah, gifts on top of gifts. Now, when you started writing, how did you get the concentration to concentrate on how to write it, how to publish it, that attention span? How did you just get distracted? How did you manage to stay focused?
Like I tell a lot of people, this keeps me, it keeps me sane. It's something that I can, you know, when I have a bad day, or when, you know, even when I'm happy, you know, anything that I have something that I can, that's my outlet. So it's more about, you know, not doing it too much and getting other stuff that I need to do done. And I do have ADD, and it helps me with that too, because I find that I'm able to figure out how to focus on different things. And the fact that I have many, many projects, it keeps it from getting boring. So if I get tired of one thing, I can just switch over to something else and work on that for a while.
Okay. ADD is attention deficit disorder?
Yes.
Okay. I had a student that was like that in a CDL driving class, and it was amazing that he could pass. Everybody else said, I can't understand it. He had ADD and dyslexia, so I don't know how he was able to read the books. I'm sure he had to pound it to get it right.
Yeah,
but he had to type it. Yeah. So that was like a testimony for everybody else that if he can do it, anybody can do it. Because
yes,
he can't read the lines without the numbers keep moving around on the paper.
Mhm. Yeah, for me, it's really a focus issue. I have a lot of trouble being able to focus on something for long periods of time, and it's a lot about knowing yourself. Like I said, for me, if I'm finding myself can't focus, it's like, okay, what's wrong with your environment? And normally, you know, maybe I'm used to having a blanket on when I'm doing this and I don't have it on and I can't focus. You know, it's about, okay, what's really, really wrong with your environment? Why can't you focus? And learning about yourself more and more, it starts to help you deal with those things.
Okay. A changing lives one story at a time in your website, and you have these puppets. Do you make the puppets also? Sewing and sewing?
Yes. I think the puppet, the dolls. They are, yeah, everything you see on there, I do myself. So I try and be a jack of all trades. I haven't quite made it to all avenues yet, but I definitely tried. The dolls I do as a inspiration for other people. They are all different fabrics, all different kinds, and they're named after traits. You know, there's confidence, there's inspiration, there's purity, there's joy, and things like that. And because I want people, whenever they look at it, to think of that virtue, think of their name, and just have that aura radiate for them. So,
yeah.
And this works.
This is something that when I see it, I think about the Cokesbury catalog, something that can be in the Cokesbury catalog, and everybody can buy it and say, okay.
Yeah, I have a couple people that are collecting them now, so it's really cool.
Oh, yeah. Do you sell them on eBay, or you just try to start directly from your website?
They're sold through my website, and then I do different craft shows and things around. So I sell them there, too. When I do custom ones, I've done custom ones for a couple of businesses with their business colors and, you know, their name on them. So it's a lot of fun to do.
You have a lot of words in Latin. Do you know... Can you translate it?
Which word?
There's something at the bottom that's in Latin, like I think it's Spanish that I think about it, like lorem ipsum, dolor sit amet.
Were you seeing that?
First page at the bottom, which says what clients say.
Oh, no, that's part of the template. I didn't take that one out.
Oh. So I said, it's either Latin or Spanish.
Yeah, that was Latin.
Like it was Latin. Okay.
Because I don't remember putting, I didn't remember putting my language on there yet. So I was like, okay, what is he seeing? Because I do have a language for my main characters, but I hadn't put it up there yet.
Oh, okay.
That's it.
And when they do things like the Comic-Con, have you seen your characters at the Comic-Con yet?
No, not yet. I've dressed up.
No problem.
I haven't seen anybody else do it just yet. Not yet.
Oh, okay. Well, they might be on the way once they hear the show and that book.
Yes.
Now, where can they find your book? Is it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble?
The books are on Amazon, barnesandnoble.com. They can get it through my publishers as well. But for the most part, number one I know is also a Kindle. You can get it on the Nook. You get it on most those tablet devices. Number two isn't quite in all those places yet, but you can still get it on Amazon.
Oh, okay. And it has pictures on it. Someone wants to know if they had pictures in it. Yeah, I'm sure it has pictures in it.
Yes. The first one has all black and white art. Is art for every chapter. And then the second one that's hardbound, I was able to actually get color pictures inside of it. So one of the few novels you'll find with color pictures in it. So that's really awesome.
Yeah.
And it's one thing that I get from a lot of people is they asked me, how can I tell a story about color in black and white? And it's really hard. So it was really nice when I actually got the color pictures inside of it.
Oh, yeah. And who was your targeted audience when you sit down and decide to write?
My target audience is 10 plus, because that's the age range I've been more accustomed to see a lot of the struggles with, a lot of the problems with, the age range that I feel really doesn't have an outlet that's good and encouraging, that's inspirational. There's a lot for kids, there's, you know, some for adults, but I really don't see that for teens and 10 plus. So that was really my age range, and really wanting, you know, people that like cartoons and anime and just, you know, or, you know, fun people, the video games, that kind of thing, that they have an alternative that they go to when they need that extra push or the extra strength, that extra inspiration, extra encouragement to help them get through, you know, what they're going through.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Everybody's put a pill on it. When I feel like when you have stress, read a book, play a game, read, relax. With everything is put a pill on it. And sometimes the pills have more side effects than the problem you had in the first place.
Yeah. The thing with my stories is, when I say it's a story about colors, my angels are all based on colors. So they represent everything the color stands for, good and bad. And it's all about them learning to work together, because not all colors get along. And those colors together, if you look at what they all stand for, they make up everything that makes us who we are, from what we like, how we act. It can all be symbolized by those colors. So in essence, it's a manifestation of who we are and learning how we all can work together, even though we're not all the same colors. We don't have all the same things. You know, we're all different. But it's that unity that they find that is that strength, that is that driving force to be able to defeat things like jealousy and envy and fear and doubt and those things, and learning how to really tackle those, because those are living, breathing beings in my world as well. So you can see how they act. You can see what they do. You can, hopefully, I want people to relate to that and be like, okay, I can recognize what this is. I recognize what it's doing, and I know I can overcome it. And just learning about ourselves to learn how to overcome those things, and learning to work together, and learning to be unified, and just learning to love each other is the real basis, because it takes all colors to make a beautiful world. And that's what I really want to get to other people.
Okay. And sort of like the human race, everybody has different colors and different creeds, but they can all work together for the common good.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. I can dig it. And when you look at the, what do you call them, the angels have different colors. In the black and white version, how were you able to establish what they were if everything was grayscale?
With very, very good descriptions. because everything in their world where they live, everything is ruled by colors. It's an entire world based on color theory. So you say, you know, two colors mix and make another color. Well, those angels can mix and make a new angel. You know, everything in their spectrum is a cliche. They have blue moons, or, you know, they have, you know, yellow's area has nothing but solar panels because they have seven suns. You know, it's things like that, and it really makes you be able to imagine in your head when you're thinking about all these different things. Okay, I can see that because, you know, you already associate those things with those colors anyway, so it's easier to visualize it when it comes out like that.
Okay. That's awesome. So where do you see your books going Astria brand going within the next 5 years?
Next 5 years, I'm hoping to have a really good video game out there. I would love to have an animated short. I'm working with some other big things that hopefully will come to fruition to help the books and everything come along. I really would like to see the audience grow for it because I have so many ideas, so many things I want to do. I just need to reach the people first. And just more experiences of people's reactions because that's the best thing ever when you get somebody that really catches it and it really helps them and you get that response and that feedback. And that's what keeps me going. So I always look forward to that. Just more of that, just building the audience for it, letting it be out there a little bit more and letting it help more people.
Oh, absolutely. Because I was thinking about Capcom as a good video game designer. Are you designing the game yourself also?
Yes. I have a degree in computer science, so I have a lot of programming background.
Oh, wow. So it's going to have all the graphics and things in it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I mean, when I was in high school, the first game we came up with in the programming thing was the people was like pixel heads. And it's like, it was like, wasn't even Atari based. It was really poor, black and white, black background, mm-hmm. white docs, pixelated to make a head and a face just by typing in all this QBasic stuff. I wish I had stayed with it, but I didn't have that attention span. Let A
programming is rewarding enough for me that I stayed with it. It was rewarding enough for me to keep pushing.
Yeah. I guess it was the instructor. And then they had this thing called Timex that came out. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's awesome. And what is the platform for the game? Is it on PlayStation, Nintendo?
This first one, since I'm getting more familiar with it, it'll be a PC game, but I can port it to Android, iPhone, I'm not sure what consoles I can port it to. I'll have to check and see, but I know I can port it to the mobile devices for sure.
Oh, okay. So it sounds like you need an emulator or something to play it.
Maybe.
Oh, okay.
Like I said, I'm still getting familiar with the software and everything. That's all new to me. So, working it out.
And you plan to make your next book anytime soon?
The next novel, not yet. I'm mm-hmm. getting the comic books caught up because the story just tells a lot better when I can actually do the pictures and the colors and everything. So, right now, I'm taking Genesis and turning it into a comic book form. And the first two issues of that are already out, so I'm working on the third and trying to get that. And I've found that that has a lot bigger following. A lot more people are picking it up and getting into it a lot quicker than they would the novel. So I'm working on pressing on that.
Okay, that's awesome. Two more questions. You said the ADD keeps you the work keeps you focused through your ADD. Do you have any tips or thoughts for those that are also suffering with ADD who would like to do a craft or choreography or dance as well as you do?
My first thought would be to tell them to take any projects, but that's probably not the right advice. For me, it's like learn about yourself. There are times when people with ADD can focus, and it's like in those times when you are focused, take notice of what's around you. Are you listening to music? Are you by yourself? Are you with other people? Are you talking to other people? Just know your environment in those times that you are focused. So in those times when you're not, you can see what's wrong with your environment and start experimenting with different things. I found that I can focus a lot better at work when I'm, you know, and I am chatting with somebody. Normally, that's something that would distract most people. For me, that's perfect for me because my mind's not trying to be distracted. You know, I can send a reply and then I go back to work and send a reply and go, and it works for me. You know, some people, it's listening to white noise or listening to a certain type of music. And it's just in those moments that you can focus, just really, really be aware of, you know, how you're working. And the more that you learn about yourself, the more that you'll be able to overcome that in the moments that you aren't focusing.
Okay, that's good advice. The and from the start to finish, from the start of your projects to the finish of your projects, what has been the most difficult and what has been the most rewarding?
The most difficult thing, and if anybody's ever created anything in their life, they'll know this for sure. The most difficult thing is pressing on. When you've worked so hard, you work real hard, and then you don't really see anything come from it. I've been at this for 15 years, and it's nowhere near where I would love to see it at. And you can look to your left, look to your right, and see people are doing, they seem like they didn't work on it as long, and it's getting so much more traction than you, or you're not getting any comments, you're not getting any feedback, nobody seems to be looking at it. The most difficult moments are the ones where you just have to keep pressing on, keep remembering why you're doing it, the joy that you feel when you're doing these things, and just keep pressing on. In those times, there are a lot of people that have told me, "Oh, I would have quit a long time ago." I'm like, "No, this is too much of a passion for me. I can't quit." But it's difficult to keep going. Very difficult to keep going in those instances. But you can never give up because you will never make it to that finish line. You'll never make it to higher parts of your journey if you don't keep walking. If you don't keep walking, the most rewarding.
Yeah.
The most rewarding part is, of course, is that feedback, is knowing that, you know, you can look on the news, you look at the world, and there's so many crazy things happening, and a lot of it you can't control. For me, these stories that I write, these things that I do is my way of changing the world, just one person at a time, one story at a time, because I can't change a lot that's happening in masses around the world, but I can do... This is me doing what I can to help who I can in a smaller sense. And even if I'd only help one person, that's enough for me because that makes my work worth it. So it's really about, you know, instead of me complaining about everything that's happening, this is what I'm doing to help out. This is what I'm doing to change things. This is what I'm doing to let other people know that, you know, somebody cares. You can do it. You can make a change. You are important. It's a big thing for me. You are important. No matter who you are important. And this is my way of putting that out there. And that's my most rewarding thing, knowing that I'm doing what I can to help.
Yeah, that's well said, well put. Last question is what is the... How can I put it? As a reader, what is the most important or the most valued thing that you think that the reader should take away from or get from in your book?
Ooh, that's a hard one. Let's see. Most important takeaway. It's for them to find somebody that they really relate with, that I have so many point of views and so many characters in it, that they find one that they can relate to on some instances, some way, and that one that they can root for, per se, even in the good and the bad, you know, because everybody doesn't make the right decision. and just find that, you know, in rooting for them and cheering them on, it's normally because, yeah, I'm going through that too. And they can say, oh, well, maybe I won't do that when it comes around. Or, yeah, I think I'm going to do that. And they'll remember that character, remember that situation, and more importantly, remember the adversary in all of this, and just be like, no, you're not going to get me like you got her. I'm rooting for her, but, you know, I'm rooting for myself too. So, yeah, when readers read through it, find that one that you click with and be their cheering section, because you'll learn a lot more from it as you're cheering them on. So, and it's always fun to find somebody that you like. It's fun to see which characters people like and which ones don't, because it's a very gray area between, you know, good and bad type of thing. So, find that cheering section.
Yeah, because Sesame Street, I used to always like Oscar the Grouch, even though he was the pessimist. He was one of my favorites because he was just being him. Bother nobody, mm-hmm. He didn't mess with nobody, just stayed in that trash can, having a miserable bad day. And
wasn't afraid to tell everybody he had a bad day.
Yeah, so I always got to come knocking on his trash can to make the day worse. Yeah, I like Oscar. So there's a little bit of everybody and every character that you make, so that someone can work that character and make better life decisions.
Mm-hmm. And I try.
And all of your books. Go ahead.
Hmm. I know it's a lot of people like you said, Oscar, and he's not really a prominent character, but he's one of the, when they say minor characters, and I tried all of my stories. I say, you know, what one character might be a minor in this story may be a major character in another, because I try and make sure that all of my characters have some kind of story. So it's one of those, don't be afraid to like that little one you might only see in a couple of chapters here and there, because at some time in the future, you're going to get their whole story. You're going to see more of that. So there's no such thing as a minor character, basically. You always get to know more about them.
So tell us one more time your website, which kind of books, and how the listeners can reach you.
The website is astrialegends.com. So A-S-T-R-I-A, Legends, L-E-G-E-N-D-S. And if you want to send me an email, you just put admins in front of that, A-D-M-I-N-S, admins@astrialegends.com. That comes straight to me.
Okay. And all the books can be found on Amazon.com or Barnes & Noble.
Mm-hmm.
And they also have the e-readers and the digital books. Okay.
And all those links are on the website.
Now, if I go to Barnes & Noble, can I get the book off the shelf? Because I get a book one time, and they told me it was pay per print or something like that. So I couldn't get it right away. I had to wait.
Yeah. My first publisher was like that. I'm trying to change that. There's only one bookstore, and it's a local bookstore that actually has the book on the shelf. But I'm in the process of switching publishers and like I said, doing a little bit of some other things to try and change that. But right now, no, you can't go to the shelf and get it.
Oh, okay. Well, not yet, but it's probably coming soon.
Not yet.
Okay. I'm going to put my order in. I like books of color, and that's that's what we don't have a lot of. Everything is Eurocentric, doesn't identify with the urban community or the African American community. And it's not been a black book written since, you know, of course you got Maya Angelou's books and you got Alex Haley's books, but we need more African American writers. So we shelves up from Enoch Pratt with our work.
Yes.
Well, thank you for sharing with the hot seat. I'm definitely going to get
both
of the books.
Thank you for having me.
And what do you anticipate the third novel?
Say again?
I said, when do you anticipate the third novel coming out? Maybe January?
Oh, the third one will be a while. Third one will be a while. That one will be a while.
Well, this, at least these two will get me started.
Yes. Like I said, I'm
all right.
I'm working on switching the first book into a comic form, and we're going to be doing a deluxe version of the comic book come January, the first issue. So it'll be about 44 pages. And
that's awesome.
Update artwork. So that'll be the next
big I'm going to look forward to it. And also see about your local newspapers if they'll put maybe 3 or 4 cuts of your cartoon on their comic strip. I mean, like we have The Sun here, and they always have local people put cartoons in that's not political. One young lady does something called Curtis and John, and it's she only has like 4 clips where she can put 4 little cartoon bubbles in. And that was great for a long time because it was always something about politics, 3B, Kathy. Mm-hmm. You know, we need something other than that. So
right. That's an idea. Thank you.
And that'll help to invite to advertise also because they'll see your little name scribbled at the bottom, Mastery of Legends.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Well, I wish you the best. I look forward to these purchases, and I hope that that you have continued success in the future.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. That's Amanda Reeves, ladies and gentlemen, on the hot seat from the Knowledge Show Live. Do the $100 riddle. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. Get your fingers ready. It'll just be one shot only. So stay locked. It's going to be an easy riddle because you keep telling me these are hard. Last week's riddle, the answer was jigsaw puzzle. And it was easy once I thought about it. Because I don't know the answers until I guess. I first thought it was an exchange student because it said I have straight sides, curvy sides. I can go anywhere, but it's only one place for me. Now, as a foreign exchange student, if I speak Chinese, you know, it's only one place that fits for me. But when you think about a jigsaw puzzle, yeah, it's got the little zigzag one side and straight curve with a corner piece. So, yeah, it makes sense. So we'll be right back with more than Dollar Show Live so we can win that $100 riddle. Keep it alive, and we'll be right back.
No love, and it's shown up today.
So let's just remind everyone that the views expressed on our show live are not necessarily the views of the show, its affiliates, or that of the Blog Talk Radio Network. Parental discretion is advised as some views and discussions are for mature audiences only. And our show live is listener-supported radio, so please listen often or donate if possible. Thanks for continuing to listen to our show. And if you'd like to give a donation to the show, make sure you send it to TKSL. P.O. Box 47264, Windsor Mill, Maryland, 21244. Your donations are tax deductible as we are a 501c3 organization, and we look forward to hearing from you. So with that said, let's begin. $100 riddle. We're going to make a phone call to, I'm not going to read the number over the air, but a gentleman, and we're going to give the $100 riddle to them and find out if they get the answer correct. Question is, the more you take, the more you leave behind, what am I? Again, it's the more you take, the more you leave behind, what am I? So we're going to make that phone call on the air, and hopefully the caller gets it right. Here we go.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.